again, the makers of Dr. Lyons tooth powder present Mary Noble, Backstage Wife. The story of a sweet young small-town girl who marries Broadway's most handsome actor, Larry Noble, dream sweetheart of a million other women, and the struggle she has to keep love and happiness in the complicated web of backstage life. Perhaps you think that your teeth will never sparkle and gleam, will never give you a smile that charms and attracts, simply because they're now improperly cleansed and look lustreless and unattractive. If such is the case, why not do as people on all sides are doing? Try the way practically every dentist you've ever gone to uses. Try cleaning your teeth with powder. Get a can of Dr. Lyons tooth powder today at any drugstore. Try it. Then look in the mirror. You'll be surprised and thrilled at the natural brightness your teeth may reveal, at how beautiful your teeth really are. Dr. Lyons tooth powder. And now, Backstage Wife, the beloved story of Mary Noble. We left Mary on Friday at the little place far uptown which serves as the headquarters for Joe Manton, just after she had secured from him the definite information that Claude Peters is in on a few of his slightly illegal business deals, the things arranged so that the brunt of any police investigation would fall upon Claude. Well, now, the following morning, we find Mary back in her apartment, where she goes to the phone, picks it up.
Operator, please connect me with apartment 3F. Yes, that's right, Miss Courtney. Hello, Cecily. Oh, when you didn't answer, I thought you might have gone out. Oh, now, don't start that, Cecily. If you keep this up, you'll only make yourself ill. Yes, I know, never mind. Cecily, I want you to come up here as soon as you can. Yes, I've some things I want to talk over with you. I'll tell you all about them when you get here, but come as soon as you can.
That, I take it, was Cecily. How's she feeling this morning?
Oh, the poor girl. Larry, as soon as she heard my voice, she started to cry. She tried to keep it back, but she couldn't. Oh, I simply must do something for her.
No, after all, that's not your responsibility, Mary. It's not all up to you. There's got to be limits to you. Oh, I don't mind you taking that little one-room apartment here in the building for. Look, we had to see to it that she had a place to sleep.
Well, she was left without a thing, Larry. And someone...
And I'm also glad that you're taking care of her meal. I don't even mind your giving your best winter coat to wear, but, Mary, I'm not going to have you become involved in this to the exclusion of everything else. If this goes on much longer, we'll... Here, take a look at yourself in there. See that frown? Is that pretty?
You only like me when I'm gay?
Darling, I love you, but where's that old smile? I haven't seen it in years. Mary, I'm half fooling about this, but I do think that you're giving Cecily too much of your time. Now, what's the latest about it?
Well, Larry, I'm going to tell you everything. You remember when Dave was here with me yesterday?
What a pair you were. Tense, dark, looks like a couple of conspirators. What were you up to?
Well, I wanted to tell you all about it then, but I knew you wouldn't want me to do it. And I had to.
Had to do what?
See Joe Manton.
Joe Manton? I don't think I know him. Sounds familiar.
He's not a very polite citizen.
No?
He's a slightly illegal operator, a minor racketeer. That's how Dave described it.
What in the world were you doing with a man like that?
But it all goes back to Claude Peters. The day I went to see him in his office.
Yeah.
You remember Tom said that Claude was mixed up with the wrong sort of people.
Yes.
Well, that put me on the lookout. And while I was in Claude's office, Joe Manton kept telephoning. Claude was so respectful, so anxious to... So I decided to do a little investigating. I was lucky enough to find Dave when I got back here, and he helped me.
Oh, what'd he do?
He knew where Joe Manton could be found, and he promised to take me there.
You mean to see this gangster? Oh, Mary, Dave shouldn't have done that.
I didn't want to, Larry. I had to beg him. Oh, don't you see? I had to do it. This was the only clue I had to anything that might help Cecily.
I see that, Mary, but... Oh, well, tell me what happened.
It was also simple. We went to this place where Manton has his office. Really just an ordinary bar. And we talked with him. Several of the men there knew Dave, and more of them knew him as the champion, so we were escorted right into the inner sanctum.
How did Dave explain having you?
Then the inner sanctum.
How did Dave explain having you with him?
Oh, well, that part of it was fun, Larry. He said that I was his sister.
Could you carry that off?
Of course. I talk like this. Listen, Mr. Manton, I think it's swell, just swell.
Wonderful.
Well, it fooled Manton completely. And before long, I had Claude's whole story.
Oh, yeah. Well, what about Claude?
Well, it turned out that Manton has the same opinion of him that we have. And after I told him how I happened to meet Claude in show business, Manton told me all about their business connection.
I see.
Well, it seems that Claude's been putting money into something that has to do with gambling. Illegal, of course.
And that'd be Cecily's money.
Yes. He's put up the money, and Manton's made him a partner. But if anything goes wrong, as if the police should step in, it's all arranged so that the entire blame will fall on Claude.
I suppose Claude's too dumb to see through it.
After that, Dave and I left. After we told Manton that we didn't want him to say anything to Claude about our being there.
Well, I still don't approve you're getting mixed up in all this, but I'd call that a pretty good day's work.
Larry, what should I do now?
There's that phone again.
Well, I have this information, and I don't quite know how to use it.
No, I should think the first step would be to tell Cecily.
Oh, I'm proud of that. In fact, I just asked Cecily to come up here. Oh, she's in such a state over the whole thing, I don't expect her to be much help.
That's true, Mary. But I don't think you should go any further without telling her all that you found out. And, darling, look, before you take another drastic step in this investigation of yours, let me know. I like to be in these things.
I promise. Oh, that must be Cecily now.
I'll back out so you two can have your conference alone, but I want to know what you decide.
All right, Larry. Cecily, come in.
I came just as soon as I pulled myself together there.
Here, Cecily, sit down.
I keep hoping Claude will call. I called his office last evening and left the number of the switchboard downstairs. I kept hoping. But he didn't call, Mary. He
probably didn't get your message.
Do you think that's possible, Mary? Do you think that might be?
It could be. I don't trust that secretary.
That's probably it, Mary. Claude probably didn't get my message at all. Cecily. Yes? Yes, Mary?
Did you ever hear of a man named Joe Manton?
No, I'm sure I didn't.
Well, Manton's one of the men Claude's now doing business with. I'm afraid it has nothing to do with getting you a job or anything else connected with the theater. Not very pleasant business. Or even legal.
Oh, Mary, if Claude's mixed up in anything that's wrong, I'm sure it's not his fault. I'm sure there's some explanation. Perhaps it's not true.
Cecily, I saw this man, Joe Manton, yesterday. There can be no doubt that Claude's been doing business with him.
But what? What has he actually been doing?
He's been giving Manton money. Considerable sums of money to put into a gambling enterprise.
Claude wouldn't do a thing like that. I turned everything over to him, and he promised only to use it for certain things. He wouldn't.
I'm sorry, Cecily.
But he's already done it. Then he didn't know what it was. It couldn't have been his fault.
I'm not interested in whether or not it was his fault, Cecily. There's no sense worrying about that now. It is very serious.
Oh, is he in danger? Tell me.
Yes. There might be some difficulty for both of you. The whole enterprise has been set up so that if the police should step in, the blame would fall solely upon Claude.
Is there any chance?
When anyone breaks the law, there's always a very good chance that he'll be caught. And if that happens in this case, you'll suffer right along with me.
Oh, I don't care about myself.
Well, I do. You're the only one I care about. That's the reason I'm willing to do anything I can to help.
What can we do?
Well, the first thing is for you to go to Claude and tell him what I've just told you.
But will he listen to me?
Well, try frightening him. I found he listened very well when he did.
Yes. Yes, I'll do that. I'll go to him, Mary. Maybe I can get him to give this all up. I'll do anything. I want so much for things to go well with Claude and me. Hope and pray, but I've tried so hard.
I know you have, Cecily.
I wanted our marriage to be perfect. I wanted so to make Claude happy. But I haven't been able to. Everything's in pieces now. There doesn't seem to be a chance of putting them together. I've just about given up hope.
You mustn't do that, Cecily. Ever. Do you remember the talk we had about marriage a few weeks ago?
Yes. Yes, I remember what you said about never being seen for a week. But, Mary, I've never asked. I've never been afraid of facing problems and struggling with them. But this hasn't been like that. There's been nothing for me to hold on to. Everything I touch turns to air in my hands. Mary, I have a terrible feeling that it's all over. That I'll never be able to build a life.
You want that, don't you?
More than anything else in the world.
Then you mustn't give up.
But Mary, what can I do?
Cecily, I've never made a secret of the way I feel about Claude. He's done 100 things to make me dislike him. And all the trouble that's come between you is plainly his fault. But Cecily, your only chance lies in reaching him, showing him the mistakes he's made, and helping him to set them all right again.
But Mary, Claude... Oh, you don't have to tell me anything about Claude's stubbornness or any of the other qualities he's displayed so frequently.
Except, he can't be as unreasonable as he presented himself. Underneath there must be something that's fine and good. Now, you must reach that, for marriage is far too important to be thrown aside because of a few difficulties.
I know that, Mary.
Go to Claude. Use this information I've given you in any way that you think will bring him to his senses. It's your own chance.
I'll do it, but what if I can't see him? What if he won't let me in?
I can't help you there, Cecily. I can only say that if I were in your place, nothing on earth could keep me out.
Cecily be able to see Claude, and if so, what will be the result of their meeting? Listen again tomorrow to the story of Mary Noble, backstage wife. She'd be a peach of a girl if only her teeth weren't so dull-looking. He has one of the nicest personalities I know, but isn't it too bad his teeth look so dingy and off-color? Do people say such things about you or yours? Well, many women are becoming wallflowers. Many men are losing in the race for business advancement for the same reason. Teeth that are dull and look dark and off color, usually improper cleansing. Well, the answer is by cleaning your teeth the way practically every dentist in the country cleans patients' teeth. That is, with powder. Now, believe what I say or not, but whatever you think or do, this fact always remains. A dentist knows more about brightening teeth than anybody else. And when he cleans yours, almost invariably he uses powder. So at least try his way. Do it, and I can promise surprising results. For powder does brighten teeth, does get after that dull film that dims their natural luster, does reveal all their natural sparkle and brilliance. Look in your mirror. See for yourself. Make no mistake about it. Thousands have learned, more thousands daily are learning, to use their dentist way of cleaning teeth with powder. So join them. Get a can of Dr. Lyons tooth powder today at any drug or department store. It's special dental powder developed by a well-known practicing dentist for home use. See how simple it is to have bright, clean-looking teeth. Dr. Lyons tooth powder. Mary Noble, backstage wife, will be on the air again tomorrow at the same time. Bob Brown speaking for the makers of Dr. Lyons tooth powder. This is the Red Network of the National Broadcasting Company.